This weekend in High Point will be the first time a USA Cycling National Championship has ever come to North Carolina. That's great news for cycling fans and art enthusiasts. In addition to hosting both the Women's and Men's Pro National Criterium Championships, the area surrounding the downtown transportation terminal in High Point will come alive with bicycling-inspired art. Theater Arts Galleries in the High Point Theater presents The Bicycle, Art Meets Form. It's an invitational exhibition juried by Greenhill Center's Edie Carpenter. Opening reception is Friday, July 26th at 5:30. There'll also be five leading lights of custom bicycle frame building with some of the world's finest and their amazing frames on site, including Italy's renowned builder Dario Pegoretti. Vintage bikes from the 1930s onward will be on display too. Plus, there'll be live music, lots of activities for children, and much more. Mach Orange Bikes owner Chip Duckett is also a cycler, partner in a professional cycling team, and a vintage bike collector himself. The North Carolina native has brought all of these interests together in helping lure professional cycling to High Point. He was joined by Theater Art Gallery's executive director and High Point native, Jeff Horney.
We've got great response from artists really from all over the country. Most of the art is regional. Most of it comes from within driving distance of North Carolina. But we've got art from California, New York, Michigan, even Canada. We've got 36 artists who are juried in, about 52 pieces of art, an incredible variety of pieces, all kinds of two-dimensional art, but also three-dimensional art, some great photography.
Hey, Jeff, what are you looking forward to most?
I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to have big crowds. We're going to have a lot of music. There's going to be good food. I think it's going to be a really upbeat weekend for High Point. That's what we're all working toward. There'll be music both Friday night and Saturday night all day. There'll be a kids zone, so it's a very family-oriented affair. A lot of inflatables and tags going to be having some spin art and some other fun things lined up as well.
When you say there's going to be music, we're not talking about just music, because those are great bands. Soul Fusion, I was just checking them out online. Great high-energy funk dance tunes, and then Mipso Trio was a new one for me, but great acoustic trio. These folks know, we got a mandolin, upright bass, and guitar, and wonderful voice. It's like that kind of raw acoustic, but with a nice edge to it. Who put that lineup together?
Well, Mipso is, Joseph Terrell is a member, and he is from High Point. He went to high school with my son, and was a Morehead Scholar, and they got together at Carolina, and they're on a fast ascension. In fact, they were very gracious to hang around. They are going to be in an international bluegrass festival in Japan that they were invited to, and they're hanging around for a couple days to play. Hurry up and wait for me. So that's going to be a fun Friday night, which is just a lead-in. There's no racing Friday. It's just a party, fun downtown, many things, including movie Breaking Away at the theater.
Oh, it's a great
movie.
Just
bringing all these things together, and people can pick their fun. And then the lead-in is the Saturday. And the idea behind Soul Fusion Saturday was, you know, a cover band that is absolutely fun, fast, and furious, just like the racing. So when the racing ends, we have 2 hours of high-energy music so that there's a party after the race is under the terminal. And that was the thought process.
And the big opening for our exhibits will be Friday night. And so we hope everybody will come out, and we're sponsored by Newbridge. And we appreciate their generosity.
Absolutely. And the best part about everything we've talked about, it's free. The only thing we need is people be engaged and come enjoy.
Mach Orange Bikes owner Chip Duckett and Theater Art Gallery's executive director Jeff Forney. The Bicycle, Art Meets Form Fun begins Thursday, July 25th from 3 to 5 with a vintage bike gathering at the High Point Plaza Hotel. There'll be a free screening of the movie Breaking Away in the High Point Theater at 7:30. The art bike exhibit in Theater Art Galleries is 7 to 9. There'll be dinner, live bluegrass, and cash bar, and that's just Thursday. The national championship races begin Saturday, and you'll find links to the complete racing schedule and all of the weekend activities at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.